www.freedogfm.com.
Dog Live. It is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. We jump into the calls. It is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Mark in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
I was just listening, and they mentioned, I must have missed the first part of it, but the money part, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the sizes of money, yes.
They actually had that in Canada now for about 6 or 7 years now. And for some parts of it, because I am very visually impaired, though not blind myself, mm-hmm. it's a bonus. Larger numbers makes it a little easier to see in dark areas and those things, but
I see.
Adding things like Braille to the money is good when the bill is brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you change about three hands, though I'm not overly sensitive to it because I just don't need it yet, it's
right.
still really hard to read and feel after, I don't know, however
good point.
Long
so used, it makes but. More sense, because what you're responding to is one of our callers suggesting maybe a textual change to the bill.
Well, he was
texture change.
More suggesting, like, you know, the edges of the bill be changed
right.
in some way, like a, you know, that would be a lot easier.
But in this case, you're just saying the different sizes works the best?
Well, if you can't see it at all, it wouldn't really matter. But for those with, say, low vision, trying to remember from the comparison, probably doubling the size of the font of, say, just the numbers themselves, I know it helped me quite a bit. Though I know back when, it was quite a while ago now, probably 10 years ago or more, my uncle actually has the same issue with his eyes, so he was completely blind. Got this machine that could actually read the bills themselves.
Hmm.
Though apparently it could only read certain types of money, and when it first came out, it was just saying, this year this bill will come out and they'll be able to read it and so forth. So it was a little new at the time, but
interesting.
It is pretty bulky. If you can remember the size of those old Sega Game Gear devices, it was about the size of one of those.
Gotcha. Oh, by the way, interesting point that I didn't even think to bring up. Nicholas emails in. Because I heard you talking about the Federal Reserve notes that are indistinguishable by people who can't see. And he mentions that in regards to the free market, because the last guy that called in claimed that, oh, the marketplace won't do anything for the blind people. Well, in the free market, there would be market-based currency that is blind-friendly. As you can see, the Liberty dollar is indeed different lengths. So the already existing alternative currency already has that feature.
Yeah.
So it's out there right now, and I didn't even think to mention it. And, Mark, did you have any other thoughts for us?
Just that there is one other option without the marketplace or government involving whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I was taught and practiced a little bit is just different ways of folding the money yourself. So that does usually mean you might need
right.
someone to give you a hand with it. So
but
there is other options that are completely free.
It works. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Well, I've been saving this for hour number three, Mark, because this is the hour that airs in West Virginia, Charleston, on Super Talk,
mm-hmm.
950 WVTS.
Do love them.
We do love Super Talk. And the reason I'm saving it was because it's from one of our listeners, or somebody who claims to be a former listener of Super Talk. It was actually somebody took the time to send this email, not to us, not to the program director, but to the morning show host on that particular station.
Many people don't know the difference in what they're listening to in any given station.
Right.
They don't know that we're not in West Virginia doing the show. They don't realize that we're syndicated on, you know, 20-something stations nationwide.
They have their favorite host, and they know how to email him, and that's it.
Right. You know, so, I mean, I think it's just as effective sending it to the morning show.
So the morning show guy passed it on to the program director, who then passed it on to me, and now I have it in my hot little email box from Nitro. He says, I'm really sorry to say this, but I'll no longer be listening to WVTS as of 12 p.m. today.
it's like he's going to blow himself up or something.
Part of this doesn't make any sense, and we'll get to that part here in a moment. Between the dead air, the preemption of popular nationally aired talk shows with local basketball, and now this commie pinko Free Talk Live, I can't take any more. I'm sure SK and her ilk like Mr. Head. I think his name is, well, you can guess. And the liberal used car salesman Chris are supping at the trough of this filth. I used to listen.
I'm not sure what he's talking about
there. I
don't
know either.
But I would like to say, having worked at a small, mid-market AM, mm-hmm. it's not the easiest thing in the world to be able to provide reasonably priced advertising that advertisers will buy and have somebody sitting by the board every second. I mean, sometimes dead air happens, and usually it's for 60 seconds. It's not that big of a deal. If you, hum a little something to yourself, you'll be fine in a minute when it all comes back on.
He says, I used to listen from 10 a.m. to after midnight. Now, we have to tolerate radio sponsored by Nazis billionaires like Bezos and Soros, since no one with good sense will sponsor this crap. I'd really like to hear your comments on this. Try to do it by Friday.
Good Lord. I thought it was till noon or something.
He sent it Thursday, I guess. Anyway. So
I'm a little confused by this gentleman in general.
I wanted to address the portion of the email that has to do with us, and that he is...
The part that we can understand?
Right. He thinks that we're commie pinkos.
Well, I can assure you of one thing. We are not commie.
Heck no. We're 180 degrees away from commie mm-hmm. pinkos. In fact, our man Dave Evans, the program director of the station, actually went to bat for us after addressing the dead air. He points out that, and this applies to every radio station. He says, we've got dead air on occasion. This can happen with any computer operation or mm-hmm. whenever we're taken off the air due to a technical problem at our transmitting site or lack of power at either our studios or transmitting.
And sometimes it's the syndicates themselves. It's
true.
It does happen, certain times of the year. The sun gets in the way.
Sunspots will prevent any programming from coming through.
And, it just happens.
I'm sure that you're referring to a couple of weeks ago, the entire south side of Charleston was without power for much of the afternoon. We do the best we can to eliminate problems before they happen, but there are certain things that are just beyond our control.
What are you going to do about a power outage?
I mean, you can whip out the generator, and I'm sure they had one, but it takes a while. It takes you a while to get in there and pull it out and hook it up. And
mm-hmm.
anyways,
knock the cobwebs off of it.
And then the one thing I agree with the guy on is sports. As a talk radio listener, I hate it when talk stations put sports on at night.
I'm with you. I don't like sports as far as programming goes.
I'm a talk radio listener.
I don't think that they really belong on a talk show, on a talk radio station. But somewhere out there, somebody does think that makes sense, and I'll tell you, sports pay.
Right, that's the point. As Dave puts it, like it or not, we preempt for local sports, and he names the station or the teams. Our only source of revenue is advertising sales, and sports brings in revenues which allow us to operate our radio station. During basketball season,
they bring in a disproportionately large amount of revenue.
As you mentioned, it's a small market, too. I think there's only like 300,000 people that live in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
During basketball season, we'll be preempting national programs at certain times. We're not the only AM stations in the country that do this. Nationally syndicated shows understand the need for local revenues, which is why on Free Talk Live, we don't mind. We understand.
Yeah.
We understand that as a night show, there are going to be stations that have to run sports, and that's okay. We'll be here for them when they don't need when they don't have their sports.
It gives us a niche that we can slide into that we don't require make goods on our commercials like many of the larger shows do.
And then finally, he addresses Free Talk Live. And Dave says, and he does as good a job as I think we would here. He says, Free Talk Live debuted on WBTS Saturday nights in early October. The program's live 3 hours every night, Monday through Saturday nights. We pick up the last hour of the program, or we picked it up, on a Monday through Friday basis beginning December 22nd. Yours is the first complaint which we have received on this program. I take issue with your labeling this program as Commie Pinko. Free Talk Live is libertarian and is one of two programs that we air that slant in that direction. Neil Bortz is the other. Politically, libertarians, less government, are direct opposites of communists or government control. I don't expect you to agree with everything that is said or discussed on our airwaves, but if that which we air initiates debate, then all the better. Free Talk Live is lively, it's topical, the hosts are young, in fact, young enough to be my kids, and yes, it's irreverent and edgy. Give Ian and Mark their due for being neither pro-Republican nor pro-Democrat, but pro-freedom. Sort of like our forefathers wanted. And he goes on to thank him for listening to their station, and hopes he keeps listening.
Yeah, I hope he does, too. And it's what people often do is they threaten their listenership, when these circumstances arrive. I disagree with what that host says. I'm not going to listen to this station or that program or whatever anymore.
Right.
It's not really entering into the conversation. You're not entering into the debate. Hey, if you've got a problem, call in and let's talk about it.
I emailed the guy, gave him our number, told him what time to call in. We've yet to hear from him.
Because I can assure you, we're not communists.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I think I know how it is people come to these conclusions.
I'd love to hear it.
And I'll explain that here in a moment. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. We've got a bunch of listeners from around the world, over 1,700 of them that have added themselves to our international map of listeners. Head over to map.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That is map.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire State Representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Ooh.
Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We were talking a moment ago about an email that we got from Nitro, who is apparently one of our listeners in Charleston, West Virginia, listens to Supertalk 950 WBTS, and he emailed into their morning show host about Free Talk Live. And the email was filtered through the program director and got down to me. And his complaint is that he believes we're sponsored by apparently Bezos and Soros, Nazi billionaires, in his opinion. Maybe he's getting this because we talked about the spaceship thing last night. Which, Jeff Bezos? Maybe that's who he's referring to, the founder of Amazon.com?
I can't figure it out. I mean, I sincerely wish we were paid off by rich Nazi billionaires.
Yeah.
I would like to be wealthy and not working for a living, but in fact, I work very hard every day, all day, selling commercials on this, and the only people that that seem to be buying commercials are people that want to sell products.
Yeah, they're not billionaires.
No, not Nazi billionaires.
We
are not interested in talking
financiers.
To me.
I'm afraid that's just not the case. Also, we're not commie pinkos. As Dave, the program director of the station, pointed out, we're pro-liberty, we're pro-freedom. Communists tend to support the state. Communists tend to support wealth redistribution. In fact, if you look at what Free Talk Live believes and you compare Free Talk Live's set of beliefs, your mind in general, Mark, to Republicans and Democrats, those are the ones that seem like commie pinkos to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone through the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto on the air here on Free Talk Live, not because we're cheering them on, but because we're pointing out that the United States has adopted about 7 to 8 of the 10. I think we determined it was like 7.5. We've adopted over 7 of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And most Americans accept them all as the way it is here in America. Most Americans, if you told them that they were supporting communism by, say, supporting government schools, they would be outraged. They would say, "What do you mean I'm a communist? I deserve a free education."
But there it is. It's plank number 7 or something like that.
It's in there.
State-sponsored education.
Government control of education is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Government control of transportation, another plank of the Communist Manifesto. I don't have them in front of me right now, but it is stunning when you go through that list. And to suggest that we're commies and pinkos? Not at all. In fact, what I believe leads people to this conclusion, and obviously there are very few people who come to these conclusions, because if you listen long enough, there's no way you could think that we're communists. I think it's just a matter of somebody hearing a show once, maybe since he's a radio listener. Yeah, maybe for 2 minutes. And you hear us talking about something different than you normally hear on a station. I mean, talk radio, let's be honest, it has a bit of a conservative bend to it for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
A so-called conservative, whatever that means. And the opinions that we're expressing are many times contrary to what the Republican Party and also the Democrat Party believe and advocate. And so when you've got somebody who's used to listening to Rush Limbaugh or whatever it is that is on during the daytime, and then they come across Free Talk Live, and we are essentially gutting their favorite politicians or essentially attacking some of their long-held belief systems, because I am an iconoclast. I'm somebody who destroys long-held beliefs. It's something that I do.
Or at least attack them.
I attack them, yes. And I do a pretty good job of destroying them as well. But I can understand that when you come across a message that is contrary to what you're used to hearing come out of your radio speakers, that you'll immediately say, "What? What is this station doing allowing these liberals on the air?" That is, if you're used to listening to conservative content. But
right, if you're conservative, then everybody who disagrees with you is a liberal. That's the nature.
That's the idea.
That's the nature of the name-calling and the exclusion.
Right. You're
that
a commie pinko if you don't agree with what Rush says.
But I would challenge you, if you're sitting out there thinking right now these guys are commie pinkos, please give us a call, and I will show you that, in fact, you're closer to a commie pinko than I am. I've got the 10
the number is 800-259-9231. We can run down those in a moment. But on the other hand, so if you're used to listening to to mostly so-called conservative shows all day, and you hear Free Talk Live for 5 minutes, you're going to be shocked. there's a chance. But then again, there's also a chance that we'll be talking about something you'll agree with, like ending gun control and that sort of thing. And on the other hand, there are stations nowadays that have more of a so-called progressive viewpoint, where you've got Al Franken and these other guys that are on the air, and they're liberal types. But they're doing the same kind of talk radio as conservatives, just from the liberal side. And if you put Free Talk Live on a station like that, and we're on some of those stations too,
yep.
We're on both types of stations.
We've been kicked off both of those kind of stations for disagreeing.
It's true.
It's absolutely true.
And so if you're listening to liberal talk all day long, and then you hear 5 minutes of Free Talk Live advocating for the end of gun control, you're going to think, what are these conservatives doing on my station? Well, that's because you are stuck in this two-party system. You're stuck in this dueling mentality of the reds versus the blues, and you don't think there's anything else out there. But I have news for you, FP Nitro, or FP Motes, or whatever his name is. I have news for you, pal. There are other options, and there are people who don't side with the Republicans or the Democrats. We are those people,
mm-hmm.
And we are not
and
Mommy
most of the,
Pinkos.
I'll tell you, that's a large percentage of the American population that does not believe what the Republicans
it's
or
true.
The Democrats say.
Not
something
only
in like between the 60 and 70 percentile.
It's also a large percentage of the talk radio listenership as well.
Mm-hmm.
62% of talk radio listeners, according to Talkers Magazine's independent study, 62% are neither Republican nor are they Democrat. These are people that are listening to talk radio because, well, they love talk radio and they like the conflict and they like what's going on. They maybe like the personalities of the host, whatever their reasons are. But that doesn't mean that they agree with what the hosts are saying. And as I listen
to Rush almost every day. I don't agree with him.
Yeah, as Dave Evans, the program director of WVTS, pointed out, as long as we're getting people to think and getting people to disagree and think about things and have
air
conversations, air fresh ideas, that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, if you think Free Talk Live is commie pinko, do what I suggested to Mr. Motes here. And call in and confront us with the allegation. Because I'd like to know what you believe, what it is that we've said that could possibly make you think that. No, it doesn't count if we've been making fun of the president. Because I'll make fun of Bill Clinton, I'll make fun of Gerald Ford, I'll make fun of Ronald Reagan, I'll make fun of George Bush. I don't like those guys. They're big government freaks in my book.
Well,
and I don't care what the letter after their name is, if it's R or D. It doesn't matter. What matters is the results. And the results of those presidents? More government. No thank you. Now, you've got the Communist Manifesto.
I do. I've got it right here.
800-259-9231. Let's see, Mark. Will we agree with anything in the Communist Manifesto? Not bloody likely. But we'll explore it, because this guy probably doesn't even know what it is. Come back with more. 800-259-9231. Your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Here's a perfect winter picture. Your family's bundled up to go ice skating. You pile in the car and turn on the AC. What? The air conditioner? In winter? When I come back, I'll give you the cold, hard facts. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. It's hard to think about your car's ability to produce cold air when Mother Nature's doing such a fine job. But your air conditioner shouldn't be ignored, even if it's icy outside. Why? Because an unused AC results in hard, brittle seals, which could mean expensive repairs. So for soft, lubricated seals and a healthy AC next summer, do this during winter. In a well-ventilated location, while the engine's running, turn on your AC for a few minutes every other week. When you trade in your snow shovel for a Vici sand shovel, you'll be glad you did. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well for your listening convenience. At freetalklive.com, so do enjoy those. They're on us. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to that kind of thing. It's free. freetalklive.com. We were talking about an email that we got in from one of our listeners in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to SuperTalk WBTS 950. And he believed, or believes, that we're commie pinkos. And the program director effectively rebutted him, saying, "What? These guys are 180 degrees away from communists. You can't get further away from communism if you're a libertarian." I mean, libertarianism is the furthest possible position
right.
away from
it
communism.
It really is, and the first plank of the Communist Manifesto proves that.
Okay.
Libertarianism is all about self-ownership, self-responsibility.
Individual rights.
Personal property, those kind of things. Point one on the Communist Manifesto. The abolition of private property and the application of all rents of land to public purposes.
We couldn't possibly be communists.
No, we don't believe, we believe that if property taxes should exist, they should be very low. You don't believe,
I don't
in, them
believe in them
at all, and I would prefer to see some other better
property
form
taxes
of
are
taxation.
Now, one of the reasons we're going over this is to not only prove that we're not commies, but also to prove that America is awfully communist.
It sure is.
And so abolishing property taxes, or actually, excuse me, having property taxes in the first place is evidence that there's no such thing as private property.
Most conservatives would like to see things pretty much kept the way they are. Status quo maintained. That makes conservatives communists.
Well, because if you go to a conservative and say, hey, man, you know what? I don't like the services that the government provides in this town, and I don't want to pay property taxes anymore. Well, they'll come back and say, well, you've got to pay property taxes. We all have to pay property taxes. And then a conservative will start talking like a liberal and say, well, it's your fair share now, Mark.
Yeah,
you've got to pay your
fair
share.
They'll sound just like, what about your but I don't want to pay my fair share. What about your social contract?
Mm-hmm.
Remarkable how quickly they'll turn.
Let's go some more planks from the Communist Manifesto.
And that's area that conservatives aren't very good at arguing at, by the way.
What?
You know, the sort of, they sounding like liberals, they don't have any idea what to do. When you talk about smaller government, the conservatives prepared to talk about, whoa, they don't know what they're doing. Okay, so point two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax.
We got it. It's heavy, my friend.
I think it's heavy. We certainly have a graduated income tax. It's right here in the United States. There's something to be said about
it. Communism.
Number three. So that's two, right?
Two of two.
Because if you don't think that the government owns your land, by the way, stop paying your property tax.
See what happens.
See what happens. Because you don't own it. The government does. And you pay them in order to live there.
Right. They're allowing you to lease it from them in the form of property taxes.
Yep.
Oh, they give you the right to transfer the title around, but you still don't own it.
Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Now, well, you can definitely bequeath things to people here in the United States. But
not all rights have been abolished.
No, we're not saying it's completely communist nation. We're just saying it's getting there.
Right.
Quick.
If it's even a little bit of one of these, it's a little bit communist.
Right.
And in this case, there's death taxes and all kinds of taxes.
We're halfway there.
Right.
So it's not the abolition, but it's getting there.
Okay.
Number four.
We'll call that halfway on that one.
Confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. And they might say drug dealers and users.
Well, they're rebelling against the laws.
They certainly are.
It's the nation of laws, Mark.
And I don't know if the state will confiscate your property if you rebel against it or if you illegally immigrate here, but you will lose your property because while you're sitting in jail, whatever it is will be just disappear.
Well, they've been going around confiscating the immigrants themselves.
Yeah.
And if you are an illegal immigrant, so-called, and they kick in your door and they take you out of your home, they've essentially taken all of your things. Because they can walk right in there and take as much of that as they would like to.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but I've got to pay rent every month or a mortgage payment every month.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't pay those, the bank's going to take them. Or somebody's going to take them.
I mean, if you're taking my person somewhere, you've taken away all of my
property. It's very difficult to write checks from jail.
Yeah.
Five, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and exclusive a monopoly.
We've had that since 1913, the Federal Reserve System.
It's the Federal Reserve. And
fiat currency, right here in the U.S.
FDIC is all wrapped up in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have no business being involved in it. And as far as I'm concerned, money, the coining of money shouldn't be involved. You know, the state shouldn't be involved with it at all.
Yeah.
Money should be worth something, and people want to exchange it. If they took the Federal Reserve notes, the greenbacks, out of circulation right now, believe me, we'd have money the next day. Somebody would create money.
Sure they would. There'd be money in it for them.
Yep. Six, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Well, the FCC licenses a television station.
Licenses radio.
They decide whether what you can and cannot say on the television. You can't talk about scatological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about prurient sexual interests.
And I bet the conservatives really like that sort of thing. A good Christian conservative will be all for that.
Yeah, that's that kind
of communist plank.
It is a communist plank. Now, they aren't regulating entirely the news that's coming out of the radio and television, but they're regulating it a little bit, so it's a little bit communist.
The foot's in the door.
Yeah, sure is. Number seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. This one, not so much. I mean, there certainly is a Department of Agriculture, there's the EPA and those, you know, National Park Service,
right.
Those kind of things. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Eight, equal liability of all labor. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. We've got the minimum wage here in the United States. Very, very communist sort of thing. They've got
all kinds of business regulations, that sort of thing.
As far as trade goes, the United States has given China the most favored nation trading status. Now, what happens to the rest of the nations?
Hmm.
I mean, isn't that an issue? So, I mean,
that one's the
it's a little
meep. Right.
9.
I mean, we've been knocking them out of the park so far here, Marty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some big ones.
There's a lot of communism going on here.
We
in
got
the
6
States.
Out of 10 so far. Right. You know, we're going to have 6 out of 10, maybe 7 out of 10.
Yep.
Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, global abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population over the country.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Well, you know, there's zoning rules, and right. that doesn't allow you to get too dense in certain property, for instance.
True.
If people want to live, if I wanted to build really dense apartments on my land, I wouldn't be able to because it's not zoned that way.
Right.
And what if people wanted to live there?
Oh, and
that's the zoning bureaucrats telling them they couldn't do that.
Right, that goes back around to number one with the fact that private property doesn't exist here in the United States in the form of if you want to build something on what you believe to be your property,
right.
and the government board, the zoning bureaucrats, don't agree with it, no go.
Yeah.
They'll come and send the cops to stop you if you try.
They'll bulldoze your stuff down if you do it.
And that just goes back to the common ownership, the communistic ownership of land. Because
right.
if you own your own land, you don't have to go to some board of officious bureaucrats to ask permission to do things to it.
Right. It's your land or it's not. And those people that are in the government shouldn't have anything to say about it.
And you either support communism or you don't.
Number 10, the big one. Free education for all children in public schools. Abolition of children's factory labor in its present form, combination of education with industrial production. That's the
done
tenth,
and done.
That's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Public education is the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto.
It's for the children.
Public education
it's for the
is
children.
Communist. Whatever it is, it's communist. Whether you believe in it or not, if you believe in public education, you're a stinking communist. You're a pinko. That's
fair
it.
Share, Mark. Fair share.
Pinko.
Yeah.
Communist. You can use whatever nomenclature you want to use. And that's it. Now, I can make great arguments as to why fair share and public schools are a bad idea. But if you believe this, if you're sitting out there and you think that we need public schools, that public schools are the backbone of America.
If you think your kids deserve a free education.
You've been lied to. You've been tricked. And you're a communist, whether you knew it or not.
It's harsh, man. Hearing you say those things, I think a lot of people think that's pretty harsh, but it's true. We're not making this up. This is old Karl Marx.
It's a spade is a spade.
Right.
And that's it. If you believe in public education, if you don't think we could make it without public education, unfortunately, you're a pinko
because
socialist.
You want to take my money. Because if you support government education, it means you want to take my money and everybody else's money by the force of government, the point of a gun. Take it into the central pool, take it all together and hand it out to government schools so they can take care of the children.
Well,
that is wealth redistribution of the lowest order. It is communistic.
It is
communism.
Welfare for middle class people.
We're on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9292.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lase.com. MEDINC.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. You, though, can support us on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 300 of our listeners have chosen to do. You can join the ranks of the amplifiers. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Essentially, it's a way for you to help support Free Talk Live above and beyond, considering all the stuff that we do for free, all the features on our website that we just give away that those other radio talk show hosts want to charge for. We do it all for free. In fact, I would say we have even more content than they charge for on their websites. We have it for free. So we ask that you go to amp.freetalklive.com, pony up $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And what we do with the money is we help promote the show onto more radio stations. We just crossed into our 20th station today. Now we're on and above 20 stations at this point. And it's awesome. It's happening because of you guys. It's happening because of the amplifiers. And you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the message of freedom and liberty, to help propagate it out there to those people who believe all kinds of crazy things, to those poor, poor Americans who have been snookered by the system. They have been indoctrinated so effectively that they believe that they live in a land of the free. They believe that they live in the freest country in the world, when in fact what they actually live in is a country that is increasingly heading down, and quickly heading down the path towards tyranny in the form of socialism and communism and fascism. All this sort of just mixed together. We're not just a communist nation. We're also a fascist nation as well, all at the same time.
Yeah, we're moving the wrong direction on the lists of the freest countries in the world.
Yes, we are.
You know, there's countries, Ireland,
Singapore, Hong Kong.
It's not Belarus, the other one that's over there.
Oh, gosh.
It begins with B. Oh, well. What can I tell you? Singapore, Hong Kong,
Estonia, moving up on the list.
That was the one that I was referring to.
So yeah, they're all moving up, and we're moving down. The freedoms are going away in the United States, but yet Americans will still yell and scream about how they're in the best country in the whole wide world, and we've
strike
got the best
band.
System.
Dun, dun, yep. dun, dun,
Our
dun,
government
dun, dun,
is
dun, dun.
Hey, they don't call themselves communists, so it must be a free country, right?
Now, I would say that America is a great country, and I would also say that we live in a very communist world, and That needs to change, too.
Sure it does.
What humans need are the freedoms that God gave them. And
if you believe in God.
Well, or, I don't understand how you get them otherwise. But, you know, I'm sure atheists believe in. I know atheists believe in rights.
You could just
one.
You could just respect the freedoms of everybody else. If you grant the freedoms to everyone else and they grant them to you, then you've got them. If you support them being taken away, then inevitably someone will take yours away. So
mm-hmm.
And it's really sad what has happened to Americans. And it has happened with their tacit approval. It has happened with their consent. They have been sold a bill of goods that is a communist bill of goods. We just spent the last segment, and we did it in record time, too. Normally, we could have dragged that out for an entire hour, the Communist Manifesto. But we went through the 10 different planks in the Communist Manifesto and pointed out all of the areas where we match up, where the Communist Manifesto has been enacted right here in the United States. They just haven't changed the name of the government. It's still called a representative republic, though our representatives love to call it a democracy for some reason.
And interestingly, that's what the communists call their countries, too.
Democracies. People's Republic of China.
Mm-hmm.
That's a republic, too.
That's a republic. But isn't it the People's Democratic Republic of China?
Maybe. I don't know. PDRC. I've only seen it written as PRC.
Okay.
But nonetheless, even the Chinese are figuring out that this whole communism thing didn't work out so well.
No, they're moving towards freedom.
They are. And it's making...
of course, they have a long way to go to even get to where we are.
Yes, that much is true, but on the other hand, their government isn't as big as or as well-funded as this particular government is. So it's apples and oranges to an extent.
But if you fall under the eye of their government, you're in a lot worse shape.
Sure, especially if you're the 50,000 dogs that they executed earlier this year. China certainly has its problems.
Absolutely.
But they're kind of figuring it out, and they've got an example that they can look to in Hong Kong, an area where there's much less government regulation.
The freest place economically on Earth.
According to two different independent studies, Hong Kong is the freest place on Earth. And it's sad that the United States isn't. It's sad that the United States is somewhere around number 10 or number 13 on those lists, and that it's been dropping over the years. But all the while, Americans are waving their flags and cheering and going to parades and, woo boy, this is the freest country. No, sir, it's not. The freedom is deteriorating in America, and if you don't see it happening, it's because you aren't paying attention.
Well, the biggest reason for the deterioration of freedoms are the taxes. I mean...
No, the biggest reason is the apathy of the people.
I would agree with that, but that's how the freedoms have deteriorated is the taxes. You know, the taxes have gone up. You've fed these government bureaucracies. They've gotten bigger. They want to do more things. When government bureaucracies do more things, they limit your freedom every single time. So as they do more stuff, your freedoms diminish.
Oh, but Mark, we get more services. We get more services from the government as a result. Isn't that worth trading a few freedoms for? Isn't it worth trading away? I mean, isn't the freedom of not having to decide where to send your kids to school worth the service of having the government take care of it for you?
No, because where they end up sending them are the crappiest schools around. Even if you have a good...
It's getting worse.
You know, even if you have a good public school in your area, it's funded inefficiently. It costs way too much money to send students there.
And it's crap.
Look at the private schools compared to how much money they spend per student at a public school.
Yep.
I know when I went to a private school that the numbers were like, it was double. A public school, it costs double to send somebody to a crappy public school where they learn how to knife fight and cuss like a sailor than it was at the best academic school in the county that I went to.
And it's not free. The government education system isn't free.
Yeah, try not paying your property taxes if you think that it's free.
If you're paying rent, you're paying property taxes of the landlord.
Absolutely.
And therefore, you're paying for the government school system.
You've got a renter. And I know that you'd immediately cut their rent if you'd have to cut their rent if they did away with property taxes.
I'd knock them out $250 a month. That'd be over $3,000 a year they'd save. They'd save $3,000 a year in paying rent.
Yeah.
That's enough money to send their kid to school.
And the reason, and it's not just you being nice, the reason that you would do that is because every other landlord who didn't have to pay taxes would do the same thing.
Yep.
They'd have, you know, less overhead, so they'd have the opportunity to cut more prices, and that's how the economy works.
So the Americans have been fooled, and it's been a brilliant, brilliant job on the part of the wealth redistributionists, the communists, the commies who have taken over both the Republican and the Democratic Party. Because way back when, the Democratic Party was the party that stood for freedom. Way back when, way back, Thomas Jefferson was a Democrat.
Well, Democratic Republican.
Whatever. These organizations have been taken over from the inside out, have been co-opted by political operatives who have been very successful in changing the tone, in changing the parameters of the political debate in the United States. The debate is not freedom versus versus government. The debate is my government versus your government. Big government versus slightly bigger government. Or big government versus bigger government.
Big in some area versus big in another.
Right.
You know, and every time you put this kind of power out there, you dangle this power, there's going to be the people that are most attracted to it are going to claw their way towards it. The people that
they
want that power
guys.
The most. Those people aren't you and I.
They aren't my friends.
It's just not worth it to me to have that kind of power over people. I just don't care that much to tell other people what to do.
But the people who do care,
imagine
care a lot.
What kind of people are willing to go after that. And
sick,
I'll tell you,
sick, psychopathic individuals.
Power-hungry people that want to.
Dangerous people.
Punish their enemies and reward their friends.
Yep.
They know what kind of money and influence they can get by getting into these offices. And they'll do whatever it takes to get there.
Yeah, they'll lie to you. They'll tell you it's for the children. They'll tell
and
you
that's
it's
why
be
we
for
need,
your own good.
We need to limit, vastly limit the amount of power that these people have because
but Mark, that takes
they've
effort.
Grown it over time.
That takes effort on the part of individuals.
Yeah.
And these individuals in the United States, unfortunately, have been brainwashed into believing that they need all of these wonderful government services. Well, where would the children be if it weren't for the government?
God knows we wouldn't have children and they wouldn't be cared for if it wasn't for the government.
They'd be working in factories 24 hours a day.
With their
days,
little
Mark.
Fingers chopped off.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And it continues.
Kids aren't that good of workers anyway.
No, they're not.
No.
Though they could be. They could be if you'd give them the opportunity.
Yeah, I started working when I was 12.
Yeah.
I'm not ruined. I swear.
You weren't taken advantage of?
I was not.
Abused?
I was sent to get, I was sort of ran to get... things like soda pops and sandwiches and that kind of thing. I'd put some, I'd put comic books in alphabetical order. Sometimes on a really big day, I'd get to sit by myself at the comic book store and watch things just to make sure, I don't know, it didn't get carted off.
It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And if you are still listening and for some reason still think we're communists, email in, call us up, 800-259-9231, because if you're listening in West Virginia, you're listening an hour delayed, so you have to call in the 9 o'clock Eastern hour if you want to get on the air live with us. But anyway, I think we've pretty much proven that we're anything but commie pinkos. We believe in liberty. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?